Well, welcome everybody. We're here for another exciting edition of the Realty Growth Report. This is our 10th episode. And today we have a very special guest. We have Ben Ritz in the house.
Hello.
And Ben is actually, I mean, it's kind of a funny story. I know Ben's dad quite well. I considered Ben's dad a very close friend and his mom as well. And, I remember talking to your dad not too long ago, and he was talking, hey, you know, you got to meet Ben. And Ben's really interested in this kind of stuff. And I know he like watches Bucky on like YouTube or whatever. And he's just super interested. So you should talk to Ben. And I was like, oh, okay. But anyways, we'll go into that a little bit further down the road here. But we're here with Ben Ritz, and Ben is actually going to be interning with us here at Realty Growth for the summer, which is really cool because this is something super new to us. But we're really excited about it because this is one thing that we really like to focus on is education. And education is obviously very, very key to our business because we are teachers and advisors every day. And so I'm super happy to have Ben here on our podcast today to learn more about Ben, who he is and where he's going in life. And I'm happy to be with you as well. I know Bucky was going to be in on this, but unfortunately work pulled him away. So everybody out there, you're left with me, Nick Pompain, your host for the day. So anyways, without further ado, Ben, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Well, give us some backstory here.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me, Nick. And yeah, I'm Ben Ritz. I'm from Rochester, Minnesota. I've grown up here my whole life. I graduated from Century High School in 2020, like right when COVID hit. So that was real interesting. I didn't really have a last like 2 months or so of school. We just ended school one day, and like that must have been March. Yeah, March.
Really?
Yeah.
So like you just like showed up and they were like, hey, everybody go home.
Yep. And then we never came back.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I've been out of school for a long time and I don't know anybody that was in high school, obviously, during the pandemic, but that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. However, I did PSEO too. So I did PSEO and I graduated with my associate's degree from RCTC that same year. So that was interesting too, because I ended up taking like a ceramics class, for example, and they had me do paper mache to finish the course instead of doing ceramics.
So like when you were at RCTC, right?
Yep.
So how was that handled with COVID?
Pretty much the same thing. Like we went in one day and then we never went back and everything just moved online. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, so sorry, I got off track.
No, it's all good.
So I grew up in Rochester, graduated from Century, and now I'm at University of Minnesota Duluth, and I have about one semester left, the fall semester, and then I will be graduated with a double major in entrepreneurship and organizational management.
Wow, so, that's really impressive. So, I mean, let's just talk about maybe up in Duluth and what you're learning at UMD and you know, what does that major look like? You know, I know we throw out entrepreneurship and things like that a lot. And I guess, you know, I have an idea in my mind what it is. I think everybody kind of has, but I'm curious from like an academic setting, like what are you taught? What did they say it is? And what is that, you know, how many years have you been in college now?
So last year was my second year.
Second year. So you're graduating early.
Yep. Cause
awesome. It's nice. Wow. Cause you're associate. Got it. Yeah. So, like, what does that look like for you, Ben, in your, you know, college career so far and, yeah being an entrepreneur?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. It's actually really funny. I tell a lot of people that I major in entrepreneurship, and they look at me, and they're like, why would you do that? Like, that's a degree. So I actually decided to double major in management just because it's a little bit more specific, just because entrepreneurship is so broad. So entrepreneurship is what I've learned so far. I actually just took like the first introduction course this past semester. And it was a lot about like opportunity identification and really just like we essentially like for the class built a business from the ground up. And so we did it the whole semester long, and we had to go through like the whole like process of starting a new business.
Wow.
And yeah, so there's 24 steps in the entrepreneurial book that we had that was written by MIT, and yeah, we went through it all, and it was pretty cool.
Wow. That's fascinating. So like you were just in, I expect, groups of like three or four or whatever.
Yep.
So, okay. Well, I'm actually now very curious about this. So what was the business that you started up?
Yeah. So the business that my group and I started up was called Chore-It. It was like a platform thing, sort of like DoorDash, but for chores. So it was aimed, we had our beachhead markets, our target markets of college students and busy business professionals like professors. And the idea was to have like college students, like a busy business person would fill out like a chore that needs to get done. And then the like a college student would go and complete it. And so it was like a platform connecting the two. And
so was that like for hire as well then? Like, was there a revenue component to that, or was
yep.
that just, okay,
yep.
cool.
So yeah, I guess how it would work or how we designed it is we called them chore doers and chore posters. So okay. The chore posters would be like the busy business professionals needing to get a chore done. They would post a chore, the price, they would pay for it right away. And like we had a description and like chore ratings. So then that a chore doer, being a college student, could decide a chore that they want to do and accept the job, complete it, and get paid for it.
Wow, that's really cool. So how many people were in this class and how many like businesses were created? Because I'm just curious because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like that actually sounds like a really mm-hmm. cool idea. And like, would there be any next steps to that? Like, is that something that you all talked about? Like getting funding?
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, we go through like the funding process, like everything. And actually, interestingly enough, the professor was willing to like look into funding some of our businesses once we graduate college, just because we had gone through the whole process and he's like understand what we did. He's an entrepreneur himself, so it was a really cool opportunity.
Wow. Yeah, that's really awesome. So is that like kind of, that is what, that was your intro class?
Yeah, that was my intro class.
That is a really awesome intro class.
Yeah.
Holy cow. So you probably, I mean, yeah, you learned a lot about business then.
Yeah.
So within this major then too, Ben, is there, I don't know, accounting or business 101 classes, stuff like that as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually did accounting at RCTC and all those transferred over. And I do finance classes, marketing classes, management classes, sort of everywhere in the business field.
Got it. Okay, cool. So far, you know, I know you only have a semester left, so I guess you're almost there, which is awesome, by the way. Congratulations on graduating early as well. That's amazing. What has been your absolute favorite course?
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. That's a tough one. Yeah.
I really enjoyed, this is kind of weird. I really enjoyed business law.
Hey.
Which is funny because I definitely didn't think I would like the course, but I just found it really interesting. And I learned a lot. I think it had to do a lot with the professor too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. I remember one of my favorite courses, was Law, Politics, and Morality. Oh. And it was taught by Professor Gordon Marino. And his story, I know this is a really big aside, but to your point of, hey, I didn't know I would like this class or not. I took the class because I was interested in law. So I was like, okay, well, Law, Politics, and Morality. It's got law in there. I think I should take it. But I didn't know anything about the professor at the time. And he ended up being like one of the coolest guys ever. One of the most difficult professors I took from, but I learned a lot. He was a philosophy professor, and he was actually a professional boxer. And I think he was undefeated, if I remember right. And then he stopped because he was like, I can't, I'm not going to continue to do this. And I think he ended up going to like Princeton or something and got his PhD, and just a brilliant guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually still writes and does a lot of writing on the biggest boxing and UFC events.
Okay.
So wow. I remember one time, this was crazy. I don't remember how long ago, time flies, but I think it was like 8 years ago, 9 years ago. I went to Las Vegas and I went to the Floyd Mayweather, the Mayweather Cotto fight, and Professor Marino was there. And I emailed him and I said, "Hey, Professor Marino, I expect you're going to be at the fight because it was a huge fight. I'm actually going." And he wrote me an email back and was like, "Okay, great. Like, here's my number." I went, this was so cool. So it was at the MGM Grand, and I went and I texted Professor Marino and I said, "Hey, I'm here." And he goes, "Okay, walk down the stairs." And I literally like got to like be on like the floor and talk to my professor. Wow. Like ringside. Now, not during the fight, of course, but like still, it was kind of surreal. Yeah. And I remember walking down the stairs and they had like all the security guys. And I was like, my professor told me, like, I know that guy. And they're like, "No, you don't." I'm like, "Yeah, I know him. I know him. Here's the text message. He said, come on down." Yeah. And I looked over, I said, "I know him." I said, "If you just like show him me, like he'll and so the security guy was like, "Okay, whatever." And he like looked over at the over by the professor, and the professor just like waved, and I was like, "Oh, sweet." So like I got to go talk to my professor like ringside prior to like a huge fight. It was actually really cool. But anyways,
that's awesome.
Yeah, a little bit of an aside there. My favorite class as well was something that I just, you know, other than having the name law in it, I wasn't quite sure if I was going to like it, and I ended up absolutely loving it. So, yeah. No, that's really cool. So I guess, you know, law, is that something that you've thought of as well? Because if you really like that course, is that something you've thought about?
No, not really. I think, honestly, the reason why I liked it so much is because the professor was super good. Yeah. And I know that sounds bad, but.
No, not at all. Not at all. That oftentimes makes the class.
Yeah,
right?
No, for it real. Happens. That's one thing. If anyone is taking college courses, I would definitely look into your professors because they can make or break a class.
Did they still have, I remember now, this is a long time ago, this ages me. Let's see, I graduated in 2009, so what, my math, 13 years ago I graduated. We had this thing called RapeMyProfessor.com.
That is the go-to.
That is the go-to that still? Go-to. Okay, good. I remember that, and I remember you could, like, I think it was still kind of in its infancy when I was in college, and you could, like, I remember people would, like, mark if the professor was considered hot, and then, like, sad face or something. Like, it was just, like, some emojis, very basic emojis, because back then we didn't really have all the emojis that we have today. But anyways, okay, so that is still.
Oh, yeah, and it's pretty honest, I would say. Like, okay. I'll look at them before I start a class, and... Yeah, got I would it. Say they're pretty accurate.
Yeah, so. No, that was, yeah, that I remember going on that too and just being like, "Oh my gosh, I hope this person, like, I hope they have good reviews and everything." And yeah, I thought they were actually pretty good too. So, All right, well, that's good. I'm happy that Rate My Professor is still helping college students all around America.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, okay, so we grow up in Rochester. Obviously, your dad has been essentially running a company, right? And you saw that, I'm sure. And then you graduate, you go off to college, and now we're here. You're getting ready to graduate from college, and you're looking at doing something in the business field. How, you know, what is your interest in real estate? I mean, I guess how did you think, "Oh man, I would like to go maybe look at doing something in real estate"? What sparked your interest about that?
That would have been Bucky, actually.
Oh, awesome. I wish he was here. Man. Ah.
Yeah. So the story sort of starts back in sophomore year of high school. I was taking a business class with, I think her name is Mrs. Pagel from Century High School, the business teacher there. And he came in and spoke. He was a guest speaker. And I was just like, "Whoa, this guy is so cool." And...
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was a Century alumni, and he was just sharing like everything that he does on an average day. And he shared with us all of his social media platforms. So I went ahead and followed him sophomore year of high school and just kept following him along on his socials. And that's really how I got interested in commercial real estate. I've followed him ever since then. So that would have been like 5 or so years since now.
So you were one of his probably original like fans and likes, Ben. Like this is history right here. I didn't realize like,
yeah,
man, Bucky, this is incredible. Did you know, Bucky, that Ben was probably one of your original followers? This is incredible. Wow. So all the way back to your sophomore year of high school.
Yeah.
Holy cow. So yeah, see, that's how like removed I am from the social media scene. Is that like, I guess I didn't even realize that Bucky was on it. How many years ago would that have been?
Five years ago.
Yeah. Like, that's crazy. I know time flies, but holy cow, that's amazing. And I know Bucky's been at it for a long time, but.
And he was at it then too.
That's so crazy. Yeah. So did he just come one time then?
Yeah. So we just had him as a guest speaker. He talked about what he did. And yeah.
Yeah.
From there, I just followed him and I was like, whoa, this is really cool. And I kept up with his Thursday market updates and
still going strong. Yeah, still going strong. Oh, that's awesome. And so, I mean, I guess that, you know, that's a testament to Bucky too and his passion, right? I think when you get passionate about something and get people really excited, right, and really interested, and
yes.
I know Bucky's done an awesome job of that, especially on the social media side of things. Like, you know, speaking of that, I remember when I first met Bucky, oh gosh, I don't know. 9 years ago, 10 years ago, you know, he was really big into, at that time, it would have been just the internet. We just called it the internet, right? Because there wasn't a whole lot of this stuff out there yet. But, you know, just the internet. And I was like, holy cow, like, he's got it figured out. Like, he knows what's up. And I should. And I, you know, I embarrassingly admit that I'm 35 years old and I should understand this stuff. I just don't fully understand everything, but it's okay because I have people around me that can help me with it. And I actually really do enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think it actually is really fun. Like even this kind of a thing, like the podcast stuff, I really enjoy. I think it's super fun. And even doing like the short videos and stuff, you know, Bucky always has been awesome and he's been a great teacher for all of us about, you know, it's not so much about the quality, it's the quantity, and the more you do it, the more comfortable you can get with something. And that's something that I've always taken away from Bucky, and it's just doing it, right? Like that's the main thing. It's just like putting forth an effort and just doing it, because anybody really can.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. And you know, I think back to, you know, Bucky probably, hey, I'm sure he would tell you if he was here, he didn't, you know, have these grand ideas or didn't probably always know what he was doing. He just did it. And then he got followers like you who have been with him now for like 5 years following his real estate escapades, which have been pretty awesome. So that's incredible. So, I mean, it shows what, you know, passionate people can do, right? It can really inspire people to, you know, look into something or even in your case, like say, hey, I want to learn more. I want to do like an internship. And figure out more about, you know, what does the day in the life of a real estate broker agent look like? So, well, that's really cool. So are there any classes at UMD about real estate, Ben? Do you know?
Not that I know of.
Because I'd be really curious, because I know that there are universities that will offer like degrees. I know UW-Madison does that. And I would just be really curious from like an education standpoint on, you know, what they learn and, because I just, most of us, you know, we might have a business background or an entrepreneurship background, but we don't necessarily have a real estate background. And I think it's just something that we inherently enjoy, got into one way or another. And, you know, for me, it was obviously family. So that was, you know, just growing up in the business and learning the way that my dad learned. And I think that's how actually most of the people in the office did, was just, you know, showing up, picking up a phone, meeting people. It's a really interesting field that's super exciting. And I really feel that it's gotten a lot more attention lately, I think, with, you know, social media.
Yeah, I was going to say social media.
Like TV shows, right? Like I know one of my favorite shows, guilty pleasure, is Million Dollar Listing New York and Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles. Even though I don't really sell houses, I've been watching those shows for a very long time on Bravo. So shout out to Bravo and the Million Dollar Listing crews, because I absolutely love that show. But I think that's really kind of turned on more people to become interested, you know, in real estate in general. You know, I always thought about it. It'd be kind of fun to see if we could get a show based on our office and do a commercial real estate. I think it'd be kind of funny. I know Dylan's actually talked about, gosh, it'd be great to be able to show the day in the life of a property manager as well, because there could be, there could be a lot of stuff, a lot of, lots of drama, a lot of exciting stuff, lots of funny stuff.
Yep, I can see that.
But anyways, yeah, so I think there's been a big, you know, a big exposure to just real estate professionals in general, especially over the last few years. So, but, you know, as we go along this journey, Ben, I mean, we're super excited to have you here. You know, what are a few things that you're, I guess, looking to accomplish? I know we're only on day two. Yeah. And you know, we're figuring out together, like, what is this mm-hmm. going to look like? But what are, I don't know, what are some things that you would like to accomplish in this, what, we have 2 months or whatever it is? Yeah.
Well, thank you for having me as an intern.
Of course.
I think it will be a really, really good opportunity for me to just grow in, like, understanding what CRE is all about, commercial real estate. And yeah, I, either way, like, however it goes, I think it'll be a great experience. And I think it'll be really good to see if, like, this is something that I'm interested in the future. But yeah, the summer I hope to accomplish, I sort of need to make it somewhat internship based. Mm-hmm. So in that regards, I hope to accomplish, like, a few little internship, sort of little projects or projects related to, related to entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
So maybe just doing some, like, opportunity identification, things of that nature. But I also really want to, just help you guys in ways that I can, and learn. That's a big thing I want to do, is learn.
Yeah, well, that's good, because I know we can help you learn, and there's going to be a lot of things, you know, that will probably get thrown at you. And one thing that I always tell people who get started is, you know, never be afraid to ask any questions. I know we kind of just, like, threw you into the fire, and that's honestly kind of how we all learned.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's like drinking out of a fire hose, right? And I know even this morning, it's like, oh my gosh, so... I received a letter of intent, and I printed it off. I don't know, it was probably 10 after 8 or something, and I went into the office where Ben is, and I said, all right, Ben, we're going to look at a LOI. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, a letter of intent. You know, yeah. I can't use the acronyms all the time, but, like, Ben picked it up right away. But anyways, so, you know, we went over a letter of intent, like, literally 24 hours after the fact that you started. And but that's what we're going to do. And there's going to be a lot of learning, a lot of soaking in things. And, you know, my goal here too is to give you a broad exposure of what it's like. And what's really cool is that we have a lot of different people in the office, as you know, who do different things. And we all, one thing that I really love about real estate is that we all have our own style. And I really appreciate that about everybody, because there's certain people who will say, I would like to work with fewer people than more people. Or I would like to work and focus on leasing rather than selling. Or I would like to try to focus more on the development side of things, or the property management side of things. And so I think what we'll be able to do is offer a broad range and a broad perspective on commercial real estate, which I think it's really cool. And you'll also be able to get to know the people in the office and their styles. And like I said, that's what I really appreciate about everybody, is that we all have our own styles and the way that we do things.
Yep.
And what's great about that is what I've always did was I try to soak in everything, and we're always constantly learning from each other. And so, you know, what I try to do is I try to take the best, or what I view as the best things that everybody, you know, has and provides, and try to bring those all together. And I think that's something that you'll be able to do too, because I think that's a really cool thing. And then you just make it your own. So we definitely will be able to do that, and we definitely will have projects to work on, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's figuring that out and going along and seeing what your interests are, because once again, we're in day two of this. So you might say, oh gosh, you guys, you know, I'm not so sure about the sales side of things. I think the property management side of things seems a little bit cooler. Okay, awesome. Well, we can, you know, we'll figure out a project on that side of things. So I'm super pumped to have you here, and I love it when people are interested in real estate, because I think that's just really great for the industry in general. Because I think it's changed a lot over the years, and you know, like I said, like formal training, I mean back in the day, I don't know if there was, I don't even 10 years ago, there probably was, I just didn't know, but I never heard of being able to get a degree from a university in real estate. And I just think that's becoming more and more prevalent, which is really cool, because I think they teach you some really great things in that as well.
Yeah.
Things that, you know, we might not get with the training that we get from the state, such as how to analyze a deal and things like that. I think that's really powerful and really important, and how we've had to learn, those of us in the office, is we've just had to do it ourselves and learn from people before us, which works also.
It's still,
you're still being educated,
exactly.
Just not formally, I guess, if you will. But anyways, yeah, I'm really excited about this opportunity that we have with you, and for you willing to take a chance on us as well, because you know, it goes both ways. And you know, our goal is to give you the best experience that we possibly can, so you can come out of this and say, gosh, that was, in the end, my goal is for you to say, this was an amazing experience, and I had an awesome time, and I learned a ton. And like you said, whether or not you decide to go into this field or not, that doesn't matter. If you do, that's great, and I hope that you would, you know, work with us, of course. But, right? But in the end, I just want you to have a wonderful experience where you can go back and tell your professor and your classmates, like, this was sweet. Like, I just had a really great time with these people. So that's my goal.
Yeah, thank you. I'm super excited. And I think it'll be really great. Just working with you guys and growing, and just not even commercial real estate. Yes. Like, I really want to learn, 'cause I'm super interested in the field, but also just like what it's like to work in an office. Like, I've never had that experience before. So
yeah,
just like even like general business things.
Yeah.
As well.
And you'll definitely learn that too. And you know, what also is cool about being in real estate, and so most of the people in the office are independent contractors, and so you're essentially running your own business, which is really cool, and it also gives some flexibility and to just things in general. But I think that's a really cool thing too, where it's like, gosh, when you become a real estate agent or broker, you really are truly running your own business, and you what you put into it, right? It's whatever you put into it. Like, that's what I tell everybody. Like, you know, you get what you put into it. And I think a lot of people say that, but I think it's especially true when you're talking about the sales and brokerage side of things, because it really is your own business. Yeah. Like, it's really cool, and you learn, you know, because you have to, you're going to have your own, you know, book of business, and you're going to have your expenses and your income, and you're running your own business. So I think it's a really interesting field, and it's unlike anything else when I think about it, because when you go into sales and leasing, you're not an employee typically.
Yeah.
You're an independent contractor. So I think it fits what, you know, what you're doing and what you're learning, I would agree, really, really well. Really well.
I think that's something too that I didn't even really realize, is just like how everyone's sort of like independent contractor, but something that I think you guys do that's super cool is just like you work as a team, even though everyone is an independent contractor, and to see everyone like working together, but like everyone's running like they're doing their own work, but everyone comes together and helps each other out. I don't know, just me being here for 2 days, I can already see it, and it's super, super cool. So
yeah, well, thanks. That's really cool. I'm happy that you noticed that, because, you know, oftentimes I'm sure you talk about it in your classes too, as we talk about culture, right? Work culture, and who we are and what we're about. And that's something that we've tried. We've worked hard at, Ben. I remember when I started, this is hilarious. I tell people this story a lot, but I remember when I got my license, I remember the first day I went in and my dad, I said, okay, Dad, like, what do I do? Yeah. And he goes, okay. And so he goes, okay, there's an office, there's the desk, there's a phone, go. And that was fine, right? That was fine. And that's what my dad knew. And I think that's what a lot of the, I'll call them the, we always refer to them as the veterans. That's what the veterans did, right? They just were probably given a phone and a desk and at that time probably a phone book and said, go. And so that's what my dad knew. And there was a team aspect for sure, but not to the extent that we have now. Real estate, that was something that really bothered Bucky and I and Dylan too when we got started, was it just didn't seem like there was this camaraderie or team aspect, and we wanted to really change that, because in real estate oftentimes we look at it and it is very individualized, right?
Yep.
Like we said, we just got done talking about it, it's basically your own business, right?
Yeah.
So it is very individualized, but we wanted to kind of flip it upside down and say, okay, is there a way that we can create something where we do have a culture of, yeah, of course the individual has to do business because you got to make money, you got to provide for your family, whatever. But is there a way that we can, you know, share together and utilize each other in a way that benefits everybody? And it might not necessarily be a benefit in regards to money. It could just be simply, hey, I'm benefiting you through my experience in the education or something that I learned doing this deal or that deal. And I'm really happy, and it makes me actually really proud and excited that you actually recognize that right away, because that's something we've worked really hard at, and we're very proud of that.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build a team of the brightest and the best individuals so that we can create a super team. And that's what we want. And that's what we're creating. So,
yeah.
Hey, you're a part of it now. It's cool, right? It's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So, yeah. But anyways, I think that, you know, for the people out there that are, you know, interested, you know, one of those things that I always tell people is that you're interested, just reach out. And Ben, I'm so happy that you reached out. Like, you weren't afraid to do that. You're just like, hey, you know what? I'm going to ask these guys.
Yeah, I was going to ask, can I do an internship?
Yeah. And I think, I'm going to ask you, because we just went through it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was your experience with that? Like, were you, like, when you asked that, Ben, were you, like, nervous? Or, like, were you like, oh, man, I don't know, you know. What, you know, when you were thinking about that, what was going through your mind?
Yeah, so I knew I had to do an internship if I wanted to graduate this upcoming fall. And I was like, well, what interests me? And I was like, working with RGI, like, that would be so cool. But I don't know if they do an internship or anything. So, I was definitely maybe a little nervous, but just, like, reaching out, and I was like, hey, any chance, like, yeah, just asking. I think what you say, it's just, like, really good to ask. Like, even if you might not think they have it, just talking, and, like, a lot of people are willing to work things out. So I appreciate you guys for doing that.
Yeah, no, and I think that's exactly true. I mean, it's, like you said, it's just, you know, if you don't ask, you'll never know, right? And I know I was taught that, you know, in that, so for the people out there, I think the moral of the story here is that if there's interest in anything, it doesn't matter what you're interested in, reach out to some of the people that are doing it, because I feel that there's still a lot of good people in this world that want to help and want to, you know, do this. It's just like for us, like I said, we've never been approached.
Yeah.
So we never thought about that. And that's the honest to God truth. We've had people that have come in and said, I'm interested in real estate, but it was for essentially a job. Like they were not students. They were saying, hey, I'm interested in making a change. I want to understand what goes on.
Yeah.
And so this was an educational thing. It's, hey, I really want to understand. And I think you're right, Ben. I think it's, ask the people that you, whatever field you're interested in, just have the conversation, because I would honestly say that most people would be willing to sit down at least and say, okay. And they might in the end say, we're probably not a good fit for something like this. But I would bet, I think you're right, I would bet that a lot of them would say, sure, mm-hmm. like, let's do this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that's really cool. And once again, I'm super pumped and happy that you reached out, because once again, that's not something that we were thinking of at all. That mm-hmm. wasn't anything that we even like thought about. So thank you. I got to say thank you for like putting this in our mind, because this could, I know we kind of, when we talked, I don't know when that was, a month ago or whatever, with your professor, this could be like a stepping stone for a lot of things, right?
Yep.
Like this could be something where we could form a partnership with, you know, this class and say, hey, if anybody's interested in real estate, we would be willing to do a summer internship. I don't know. Like, who knows what the possibilities could be? I don't know. Or maybe, I don't know if you guys have that already at UMD. I'm sure there are like alumni and stuff, right? Is that right?
Yeah, there's a lot of alumni that usually will come in and try to capture people for internships.
Got it. Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, I mean, hey, we're happy if we could become part of that network. That'd be awesome, because I think this is going to be a really cool thing. And, you know, you're gonna put your stamp on this as well, Ben, because you're going to be a part of this process as much as anybody. And yep. you know, this is going to be really cool. This is, talk about a team effort. This is truly going to be a team effort, because we're going to create this thing together, which is really cool. I'm super excited about it. So anyways, I don't know. This has just been, I think we're almost at time here. We are.
Yeah.
Gosh, we're killing it. That went by really fast. So I guess, Ben, you know, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you coming on the podcast on day two. I know it's probably a little bit, oh my gosh, what are we doing? But hey, this is cool. And you know, any final words out there that you want to tell people that are listening, you know, in regards to, hey, I don't know, just anything, any last words that you can think of?
Yeah, no, just kind of like what we talked about. I was sort of thinking about it, like getting this opportunity to intern here this summer, and just like, yeah, like what you said, like if you're passionate about something, like you really should reach out to people, because I think you'd be surprised how many people would just even have a conversation with you about something you're interested in. And I'm super excited to be working alongside them this summer and learning. And something else that I've been thinking about in this internship is I don't know a lot about commercial real estate yet. And it's something I'm really excited to learn about. So just know that, like, be okay to like not know things at first, because that's how you grow and that's how you learn, is through asking questions and growing in what you don't know. So,
yeah. And I think that is like awesome advice. I really do. Hey, you're a very smart guy for your young age, Ben, let me tell you. I think you're exactly right. I think you're spot on. You know, we're all learning, right? And we're all going to continue to learn. And if you stop learning, I feel you're dead. Yep. And so always learn, and we can learn from each other and take chances. Things will work out, and you know, if you're passionate about something, you're right. Just go for it, because you will be successful. So, well, I think we're wrapping up here. So thank everybody out there today who's listening, and we look forward to seeing and hearing from you all next time on the Realty Growth Report. Thanks again, Ben.
I'm sure
we'll have you on again as we move on and get some updates. So
sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.